Mishnah, Anfang of the Sukkah, the beginning of Sukkah, says four halachas. Sukkah she gevurah gemarim esem amas psula. A sukkah that's more than 20 amas high is possible. She ain't a gevurah sir tfachim, if it's not 10 tfachim high, if it's too small, too short, it's possible. She ain't a shungish tefanis, if it doesn't have three walls. V'shachmosim ruv metzilsa. Well, if the sun is more than the shade, it's possible. On the first three halachas, Rashi says, by each one, begemar mefarash tamayu. The Gemara explains the first halacha that sukkah that's lamayr mesamamas, but was the whole first sugya, machlekes samaroyim, what the reason is, why it's puzzle. And the second halacha, why it's puzzle when it's enig gevoya sartfachim, the Gemara explains, it's English, shonish tefanis, the Gemara's a drasha, why it's puzzle. But the fourth halacha, shachamasumu mesilsa, Rashi doesn't say it, Rashi himself gives the reason, and the reason is because the Gemara doesn't explain. This halacha, shachamasumu mesilsa, it's possible the Gemara does not give the reason. Rashi gives the reason. Rashi says the reason is the hamuot batul b'roi v'arihukim mishenai. Because if you have more sun than shade, if you have more avir than tzchach achayir, then the miyat tzchach is batul b'roi. Pshat in Rashi is achayir that even though you're sitting under the tzchach, it's still possible. Rashi achayir means Rashi achayir bothered by a kasha. Even though you have more chamosa than tzilsa, but you still have a kasha sukkah. You are sitting under the schach. The schach could be, you have lovid l'mashal. Every space of avir could be less than three tefachim, so it's considered lovid. And you could have a shir sukkah, you could have a shir zayin al zayin, which is kasher. The whole sukkah really, that could be kasher also. And you have three defanis. I mean, we could have a case where the sukkah is split. If you have a hefsik of avir more than three tefachim along the whole length or the whole width of the sukkah, that divides it into two sukkahs. And maybe each part wouldn't have a shir. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about, Rashi's talking about that it's completely lovid. Even every place of avir, it was less than three tefachim, so it's considered closed from the lachmash mesinei of lovid. So what's the problem? And you could even have a case of a sukkah, which is chamoshul mitzilsa, where you're sitting mamash on the schach. You give a thick portion of schach, and the yid is sitting on the kasher schach. He has three defanis. So what's the problem if on the other side of the sukkah, there's more, in the yid of the whole sukkah, there's more chamoshul mitzilsa? What's the problem? You're on the kasher. Achar it's not. Achar it's not. If you have... Maybe, I mean, then you would divide the sukkah. Then, okay, yeah, you look at these three, you look at this corner has a tzilsa ramasa. Maybe you're right, yeah, that might be. Okay, but Rashi could mean, Maisi have lovut, so we're not dividing the sukkah, and the part where you're sitting is in the shade, you're under the schach, so why is it puzzle?
Even if you're not sitting under the shade.
It's also kasha, because it's not a place, and why is it possible? But even you're sitting under the shade, it's possible. The Teretz says, that's what Rashi says, you're not sitting under the schach, because there's no schach. You think you're under the schach, but the schach is a miyat, and miyat is about to arrive. That's what Rashi says, it's mamashakit midim bitlo, kumisha'eni, right? Who kumisha'eni is Rashi's lashon. It's as if the schach is not here. That's why it's possible. The mitzri is a kasha. Rashi's working with mamash midim bittel, that the schach is mamash bottle in the roiv avia, and it's like it's not even here. There's a loch in Yodea that a David nikka is not bottle. The moshul classic case of bittel is a piece of neveinu falls into a pot of kosher food. If there's more than shishim, it's bottle. But the din is, if the neveinu is nikka, if you recognize who the neveinu is, then it's not, if you know be'elof, it's not bottle. If you know where the treif is, it's not bottle be'elof. And the reason the pesukim explains is because that's not a taruvus. Bittul has to start with a taruvus. And with mashal, if you have a piece of the veinah on one side of the table and you have 1,000 pieces of kasha on the other side of the table, obviously it's not bottle. You know, this piece of the veinah has nothing to do with the kasha. The same thing when it's nikkah. If it's nikkah, it's not in a taruvus. First, it has to be mixed up. If it's mixed up and it's in a taruvus, that's when we look at the shia. If there's a shishim, it's bottle. But if it's nikkah, Bittul doesn't start. The main effect of mitzri is the same thing over here. How can Rashi say that the schach is bottle ba'avia? We see the schach. If it's dove nikka, it should not be bottle. So the Mitzchis wants the answer with the Ran. We're going to get to the Ran soon, but the Ran basically wants to say that Rashi doesn't mean the schach is bottle in the Aviv. Rashi means the tzeil is bottle in the Shemesh. The shade is bottle in the sunlight. And the Meir Zakh Mitzchis, since the tzeil is a dove shemper mamoshes, doesn't mamoshes, that will be bottle even when it's nikka. I don't understand the svar either. I don't understand. That's what he says. Give up what he says. I don't chab the chalak. Even though the tzeil is
But
to say that makes a difference in nikkah and dove nikkah than your day, then that's the mischias. that Ben Agia, this kasha, the Ran doesn't ask this kasha. This
no,
ka-
the Ran says that Tarukas goes on
the Right, right. The Ran says for something different reason. We're going to get there. The Ran says, the Ran does, right, he's using the Ran. The Ran says that the Bittul is not the Schach in the Avi. The Bittul is the Tzeil in the Shemesh, in the sunlight.
And
he wants to say, according to the Ran, it's Ben for the kasha, because according to the Ran, that already.
It's not considered Ben,
so it's not called Dov and Nikah, but I don't really understand it. Because, what?
Whatever the Ran means, now it's
true. Well, our kasha, the original kasha was on Rashi and the Ran. The original kasha was on Rashi and the Ran. Whatever is the Dov and Nikah should not be bottled.
But here you have the Queen itself is something that doesn't have a mamoshas.
That's what he wants to say. He wants to say it doesn't. I know, but Lamaise, if there's a din, if there's a din in sales chach, so we're looking at the sales chach. Lamaise is a dov and nikkah. Dov and nikkah should not be bottled. You hit the head of svar. Maybe he also some sort of chashivas. I mean,
it's the head of ram. Maybe the head of svar. I don't the head of ram. I thought you tried to understand the ram.
Why are you the head of svar? You hit a kasha dov and nikkah on the dov and nikkah kasha. The yerdeya kasha. This yerdeya the gedin that dov and nikkah is not bottled, because with bittul you need a taruvus, and if it's dov and nikkah, it's not taruvus. So tzeil is also not a taruvus. There's no taruvus. You have tzeil separate and you have shemesh
separate.
You do, that's what he means.
Like
no, it doesn't mean, no, he doesn't mean shvach. He doesn't mean shvach. That's not what he means. He doesn't mean shvach. He means when you add up the amount of inches of shade on the ground, the amount of inches of sunlight, that's what he means.
Yes.
That's what he means. He means there's this 10th fachim of shemesh and there's 8th fachim of tzeil. That's what he means. You add up every piece in the whole sukkah. There's a little tzeil, a little shemesh. That's what, yeah, it's coming down. It's coming down in rows. You look on the ground. But why is that murav? Why is that more move than schach? I mean, that's the mitzvah's teretz. I just don't understand it. I mean,
it's
still nicker, right? What's the difference? So he's saying a svara, since it's not davish and moshish, you don't. It doesn't make a difference if it's nicker, which it's like a yerdei dik a svara.
Because it's still a moshish. Not talking about
the schach,
you're not talking about something that has substance.
I know, but what's the reason why your dabbin dick is not
bottled? The reason it's a tarubis, you have to look at something that has a gush. What's the gush here?
But whatever it is, whatever the din of tzeil is, but if it's not nikka, then it's not.
But you're not down on the schach anymore, you're down on the tzeil.
Okay, you like the tarots? What do you say? You like his tarots?
You have to make a chiluk so you can understand the chiluk. If you're not down, what's the difference between schach and
so we're going to get to why the Ran says it. He asks this is the right to it. We're going to get to it.
He says, he doesn't agree with what you're saying. He says, you can't say Bittul where it's Eshel HaHosir as it is.
But that's what the chiluk is, because
that's what it's
saying. And by tzeil you cannot remove it. You can't touch it.
You have to touch something else.
So that's what he's saying.
There's nothing here.
That's
a flush. Okay. So it's not going like the other time we gave before. This guy another time we're going to go into soon. I hear. Okay. It's news of a shvayad mitzchis teretz. The stipend speaks about the kasha also. He has the kasha himself. That it's in your day. Huchas tayubas siman tzadches. That dov and nikkah. If you is not bottle. So what's Rashi saying that the miyitzchach is bottle in the roiv avia? It's nikkah. It's dov and nikkah. So how can it be bottle? The stipend wants to say bichidish. She wants to say that is. There's two dinim in the Torah and Shas. We find there's a din bittul b'roiv, and there's another din rubei kakuloi. Rubei kakuloi. Maybe some people might think it's a din of roiv, but it's really a different din. Rubei kakuloi is a mashal by shchita. The din is when you shecht the simanim, you have to the halacha is the Gemara says it's enough to shecht roiv simanim. So, and why? The reason is because you say rubei kakuloi. So another reason we say it says even though Torah says shecht the whole siman, the fact that he did roiv, we say rubei kakuloi. The fact that roiv is shecht is as if the whole thing shechted. Another thing rubei kakuloi is the mashal gemara in Erev and Daf Yedalef. The gemara says a chotza that's surrounded by mechitzis. If you have oimim move our parts, if it's roiv mechitzis, it's considered closed. Then why? It's midin rubei kakuloi. Since roiv is that way, it's as if the whole thing's closed. Then. So you have to understand what's the chum between bittul b'roiv. What's together bittul b'roiv? What's together rubei kakuloi? So Stipe wants to explain. He wants to say that bittul b'roiv goes on when you have two separate things. So mostly you have a piece of nevela and you have a pot of kosher. Two separate things. You want to move out the one thing in the next thing. Rubei kakuloi goes on one zach. When you have one zach, mostly one simanim. You have the simanim that have to be shechted. If you have roiv, if it was done, it's as if kulei was done. The same thing. If you have one chutz, you want to know if it's surrounded. If roiv of the chutz is closed, it's as if the whole chutz is closed. There's a gather in the end of the Yemen, we have Rubei Kakuloi also by Hadassim. Then there's Hadassim have to be Ovois, and Afetz Ovois has to be Meshulish. and the din you think it has to be in ganzem mishumish, but din is rubik kugling is enough on the shear hadas, even the whole shear of three tefachim the hadas. If rov of it is mishumish, that's enough. I think
rov
it's
more. Right?
What?
You can drink rov kois.
Rov kois is also probably din the rubik kugling. We have it in many places. So these are all one din. It's one hadas. So it's one hadas. Since rov is as I, then it's a ganzem as I. As the main the state wants to say, this whole din, and by rubik kugling it's always nikke. Most by the hadas, it's nikka the part that's not mishumash. Or by the simonim, it's nikka the part that's not shechted. Part of it is shechted, and rev is shechted means not, but it's nikka. And even though it's nikka, still we say rubik kugli is good. Why? The reason is because rubik kugli is different than bittul b'rev. Rubik kugli is a din that the miyat is nigra basa the rev. The miyat goes after the rev. And you only say, and why do we say Rubik Kukungli over here, and we don't say Rubik Kukungli or Mashal by Taruvis? Why don't you say this part is Rav Kasha, and even though it's Nick Rubik Kukungli, the Teretz is, that's two different things. By two different things, you can't say Rubik Kukungli. There's no Rav Rubik Kukungli on the piece of Nevela. For the piece of Nevela that falls in a part, that you have to have Bittul. And Bittul B'Rav, that's Halach, you have to have Taruvis, and you have to have Taruvis, it cannot be Nick. But if it be in Rubik Kukungli, Then you don't have to come on to Taruvus. You don't have to come. You don't need Bittul. It doesn't even have to be Nick. It could be Nikka. The me, it could be Nikka, and still Rubik Kukungli works. You know what? Rubik Kukungli, even though it's Nikka, it works. This thing that when it's Nikka, you don't say Bittul B'Rav, that's only by Bittul B'Rav. And Bittul B'Rav is by two things. When you want to take one thing and be Mavatul, and then the second thing, that you need Bittul. You can't see Rubik Kukungli over there because there's no Rav on the one thing. When you want to have one piece of treif and you want to be Mavatul, you have to have it bottle, and the bittul cannot be nikka. But if you have one thing, a mushal, one hadas, or one chutzah that's muriv, or one behemoth that's a man mashechted, you're not being mevatel one thing, you're not being mevatel the part that was shechted and the other part. You're looking at the simonim, and we're saying, whatever the simon was shechted, the one simon is shechted, it's as if the whole simon was shechted. So there you don't need nikka. Mainly, same thing over here by sukkah. By sukkah, it's one sukkah. It's one sukkah. Do you want to know, is it mesuchach? Is there schach over here? Rubik Kukulai. If it's roiv schach, it's good. And if it's roiv shemesh, Rubik Kukulai will make a puzzle. If it's roiv avia, we'll tell you, no, it's roiv avia, and it's Rubik Kukulai avia. It's as if it's all avia. And even though it's nikka, because we're dealing with one thing, we're making this puzzle.
Rashi says
that's the problem. The statement itself says this really doesn't fit in Rashi's lashon. Rashi says claw that muet bottle b'roiv. That whole lashon passed them like an Indian from mamish bittul. He said it doesn't fit in Rashi. But a time for this din, we're also muttering. What's the time of the Mishnah? Why is shachamosim ruim until the puzzle? The mice, you have a kasher sukkah, and I could be sitting under the shade, under the schach. Why should it be puzzle? So at the start, but the reason it'll be puzzle, the Gemara doesn't explain. Al derech Rashi, you could say it's midin rubik kakuloi. And you have to say it's lav dafke, Rashi's lashon, mi at bottle b'roiv. He really means rubik kakuloi. It's a big derech, but. In Svarah, there's a shtaka Svarah to say what a schach would be possible mitam Rubik Kukungli. With this, you say that Rubik Kukungli is different than Bittul B'Rav. But Rubik Kukungli, it doesn't make a difference if the miyad is nikka.
He's trying to perhaps also play Shu's kasha that
it's
fun. You don't say over there,
right? He's a very Rubik Kukungli. He gives a few cases and.
Why by Poritz is kasha? Poritz Meruba Lozaimim is kasha mitzvah. He says because it's nikkur, it's not bottle.
Mm-hmm.
By schach, it's going on itself. That's what the mitzvah is coming to benefit. Also,
uh-huh.
But according to what I'm saying, the type, it's not going to benefit.
You got the Binks cases by sukkah. We say Rubik Kukungli by sukkah also. Okay. Now, getting back to the Ran, the Ran is a different kasha than Rashi. Rashi is saying that the reason why chamos ruv mitzilsa is possible is because the meat is bottle b'roiv. So, effectively, on Akasha, Rashi Shita, Chav Bezim Abez is the way Rav Yishanim hold that if you have Mechsa Mechsa, if you have Hef Schach and Hef Avia, it's also Puzzle. The main effect around Akasha, if the reason is that's Bittul B'Rav, why should it be Puzzle? Mechsa Mechsa is no Bittul. The Avia should remain Avia, the Schach should remain Schach, and if I'm sitting under the Schach, it should be good. So if the whole problem is because it's bottle, so why would it be possible mechsa mechsa? There is a Rebbein Tam that holds that, but mechsa mechsa is also possible. But Rashi himself doesn't hold that way. Rashi and Rav Yishanim hold that mechsa mechsa. I'm sorry, the Rebbein Tam holds mechsa mechsa is kasha. It's kasha, right? But the Rashi himself holds that mechsa mechsa. If you have hef schach and hef avia, it's also possible. Dafchav beis and beis. There's a main effect around why if the whole problem is the meat is about to arrive, you don't have bittul. You have hef and hef. They should both remain in their place.
What?
Taruvus So the Ranim, so that's what the Ran says. Rashi does not mean the schach and the avi. Rashi means the tzeil and the shemesh. And then Zok Duran, when you have mechsa mechsa, when you have half schach and half avi, you're always going to have roif shemesh, roif sunlight, because the sunlight spreads out more than the shade. If something is causing shade and something is open and letting the sun in, when they both hit the ground, you're going to see, if it's mechsa mechsa, you're always going to see more sun than shade. And Meir Zok Duran, the tzeil is batel in the chama. Is that what?
So this is the Ran's way.
Now, the Ran is basically saying that when we make a cheshbon of chamasu v'mitzilsa, we look at the mamash, the floor, we look at how much sunlight is coming down, or maybe not the floor mamash, even though he does say the kaka, achay means maybe your head, your body is that part, what's coming down, is it sail or is it shade? Now, you have to understand, the mice is no din to sit in sail. At night, lamash, we sit in sukkah, there's no sail. If you can sit the Bashtas Kanayim, the Gemara talks about in a sukkah in the valley where there's never any sunlight, there's never any sales also kasha, as long as it's a Lamata Min HaShemesh. Or like sometimes we have a sukkah and there's a house over there and right next to it, it's just blocking the sun and there's no sale. So how could the Ran say that the Ikka is the tzeil and the Shemesh? You make a cheshbon with the tzeil and the Shemesh. The Ran himself explains this, that the Taisha Schach is Dava HaMetzel. Sach is something that's roy to make tzeil. So even though we don't need to sit in the tzeil, you don't need to sit in the shade itself, but you have to sit in sach that's roy to make tzeil. So mainly we look at how much tzeil, how much shade this sach would produce. And if we look at this tzeil and it would be batel b'roif shemesh, then it's possible.
Even more than Ashkenaz, even in Rabbi Yehuda, that's the enemy itself.
Right, also, but still you need schach hametzel. Schach hametzel, right. Now, getting back to that Gemara, that Chaf Beis, that Beis, we said before, Rashi Shita, that Mechsa Mechsa is Kasha, the Gemara goes like this. The Gemara brings down our Mishnah in the first pair, that Beis, that says, Chamosu Mitzils is Pasul, and the Gemara's Medayik, it's Mashma, Hoki Adodi, Mechsa Mechsa Kasha. The Gemara's Medayik itself, that's Mashma, only if it's Chamosu Mitzils, only if there's more Chama than Sale is Pasul, but if it's half and half, then it's Kasha. Then the Mishnah says in the second parak, Shetzilsumu mechamosik sheir. The Mishnah says the other way. If the tzeil is more than the chama, the shade is more than the sun, it's kasha. The Gemara is medayik from there. It's mash mechsa mechsa is posel. So shikos tiyur. What's the deal mechsa mechsa? The Gemara answers kamen lamayin and kamen lamata. That one of them is talking about lamayin, one is talking lamata. So Rashi and most of Rishonim learn that lamayin means the schach and the avia. When you look at the schach and the avia, and you see it mechsa mechsa, that's when it's possible. And lamata means when you look at the ground. If you see the tzeil on the ground equal to the shemesh, to the chama, that would be kasha. That's the mishnah sluyot be'as kasha. And the reason is because the ik is a chayu d'schach. So when you look at the bottom and you see mechsa mechsa, mechsa tzeil, half tzeil and half shemesh, you know that on top is moschach. Because like we said before, the sun always spreads out more than the tzeil. When something is projecting down shade and parts are letting in the sunlight, the sunlight's going to spread. So if on the ground you see half and half, you know for sure there's roev schach. That's why it's kasha. And on top, when you see mechsa mechsa, that's when it's pasul. And what's the reason it's pasul? Like we said before, if Rashi says the whole problem is al spittel, the reason why is possible is like the Ran explains, because Maisa the tzeil is bottle in the roiv chama. But Rabbeinu Tam learns differently.
You don't have to say that it would be. So even if the al kaka would be mechsa mechsa, the etzim would be kosher if you don't have bittel roiv. You're not saying because there's roiv schach. You don't need it.
No, but you need schach that will make roiv tzeil. You need schach that will make tzeil. And if the tzeil is bottle beroiv, then you don't have schach to make tzeil. The tzeil is kamisha eina, because the tzeil is batel b'roif shemesh, so you don't have schach making tzeil. That tzeil that's producing the schach is batel. That's what the Ran says, that the tzeil is batel in the roif shemesh. But Taisus, b'shem b'nei tam, is chaylag. B'nei tam says that mechsa mechsa is really kosher. And he said, and he explains, kamel mata means, b'lamayla means when you're looking up. When you're on the ground and you're looking up and it looks to you like mechsa mechsa, then we say you're probably wrong and it's probably it looks like mechsa mechsa, but it's really roiv avia. It's like an optical illusion. I guess you see the schach more than you see the avia. And when you're on the ground and you're looking up and it's a little bit of a distance, when it looks to you mechsa mechsa, that's the psul, because it's really not mechsa mechsa, it's really revavia. And kamen, that's kamen lamata, I'm sorry, kamen lamata, that's psul. And kamen lamayla is kosher, means when you're on top, if you're looking, if you go all the way up on a ladder and you're looking at the schach and you see it right there and it looks to you mechsa mechsa, that's kosher. Because mechsa mechsa is be'etzim kosher. Yeah, that's right. The optical illusion, when you're far away, it looks, you, things look smaller. Things look smaller, right. By the miraculum. So the disciple is medayik over here, that it seems to be a soistik of machlekes, Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam, if we're machshev the Indian of tzeil. Rebbeinu Tam seems to ignore the whole concept of tzeil. He doesn't get involved with the whole concept. He just says, let's just look at the schach. If the schach is mechsa al mechsa, then it's kosher. Rashi holds that the schach is mechsa mechsa is possible because it's not going to produce roif tzeil. It won't be roif tzeil. It won't even be mechsa mechsa tzeil. The tzeil, like the Ran explains, the tzeil will be bottle and the chama. So Rashi is handling the, I don't use the word, Rashi is machshev the dinyan of the tzeil. And I get a din. And the tzeil, he holds of this din that schach is something that makes tzeil. Rabbi Tam seems to ignore the whole Nyim Sel. He just looks at if you have Mechsa, Mechsa, you don't have Rav Avia, as long as you have Mechsa, Schach, it's kosher. So Stipus is a beautiful word. Rashi and Rabbi Tam are going to Shitasim. There's a Gemara in the Gemara of Chesim Beis. The Gemara says, Sukkos Ganvech, it's Rashi Tevis of Sukkos of Goyim, Sukkos Noshim, Sukkos Behemoth, Sukkos Kusim. Sukkos Mikom Akim Sksheira. A Sukkah that was not made for Sukkos was made for other reasons, was made for a little something else, a little shack that they used to make. A little shed for other reasons. Maisa, if it's a kosher sukkah, the schach on top is kosher schach, it can be used on sukkahs. And poshut, the chiddush of the Gemara is, even though it wasn't made the Shem sukkah, that this price at least holds, it might be machlokes, but this price holds that you don't need a sukkah or Shem sukkah. As long as it's a kosher sukkah, you can sit in it. But the Gemara does say, Amrav Chizda, v'husha osung a tzeil sukkah. For one thing, it has to be made the tzeil. So this seems to be a fair Gemara that you need tzeil. And that's the Rashi learns the Gemara Kapshuta. Rashi learns v'hushas tzeil means that you made it for tzeil. Rashi Lashon is that yosef rishonim tzeil hoisa, but loy gatznius ba'alma. The original reason why he made the sukkah was for shade, not for tznius. In other words, not for like hezekiah, like the Indian of Babakama. Some people make a little shack; they just don't want people looking at them. They want a little privacy. They want to sit outside in a little privacy. They're not thinking of shade. Rashi says that's what the Chizda is saying. The Chizda says you have to have tzeil. And what's the reason? And Zagdrashi, in the tzeil, the Mekrai Yisukkah, she say cheches min achayrev. Tzeil is called a sukkah because it's masachek, it's a roof from the sun. So I think Rashi is learning this halach of tzeil from the word sukkah. There's no Gemara, but Rashi's, this is the Gemara, if anything. Chizda says, Ushos in the tzeil. But Rashi is saying that the reason why you need schach that makes tzeil is because that's the taitsha of the word sukkah. Taitsha of the word sukkah is moshin schach. Taitsha of the word schach is say cheches min achayrev. It blocks from the sun. It blocks from the heat. Blocks from the chayiv. Blocks from the sun and the heat and the light. As a meila, Rashi learns this gemara, a perish gemara, that you have to have a sukkah l'shem tzeil, and that's why Rashi says later when we have mechsa schach and mechsa avya, the reason will be possible, will be very good, like the Ran says, because you have to have roiv tzeil. But the Rosh B'Shem Ben Tam is a whole different Shanda Gemara. The Rosh B'Shem Ben Tam says this halacha who she'asung a tzeil means she'asung a tzeil v'loim be'uva l'hagim min amata. Whole different taich. Taich is the Gemara. It was made. It's a shia that you made it enough to make tzeil, but not enough to protect from the rain. It's not that thick. If it's too thick, that it's so much schach there that it's going to protect from the rain. It's like a davar shlili, the whole of Chizda. But who she'asung a tzeil is that it's not too thick to protect from the rain. If you have that thick schach that protects from the rain, that's already considered bias, that's not a dius eroi, that's a pasul sukkah, a whole different pasul. It has to be just enough to make tzeil. There's a mila, so the type is, this is the main time of Shitosei, it's not a din in tzeil. There's no din in the sukkah. It's not like Rashi says that taitsh of sukkah is, it's sechechas min achayiv, as a taitsh of the word, it gives tzeil. The only point of Rav Chizda that said that it makes tzeil was only to bring out this point of how much schach was. It was enough to give shade, but not enough to make to protect from the rain. It's amazing, it's a beautiful word that Rashi and Rabbi and Tam go on with Shitasim. Just like over here, how you teach Chizdin, Rosh Hashanah, is the same Gemara, the Chaf Beis and Beis, of how you teach that din, Kamel Mayan, Kamel Mata, about what Mechsa Mechsa is kosher, not if you handle. And really, this is a Chayyar Rashi and Shitasai, That Beis Amaral, after we've been a Tam learns, that the Mizbot the Beroiv goes on the tzeil. This is all Rashi and Shitasai that we mechashiv with the tzeil. But the tzeil is an ik of the sukkah.
Yeah, the Ferish did not chavila makosel, does not tzeil. Chavila kash, chavila zar, if a person puts it up the options, that's the Ferish. That the reason it's possible here is because it's not the tzeil. You don't have to come onto this Gemara
Dream. How have we been in Tom learn than that? That's something else, because that's not the...
It's not itself.
It's not a schach. That's not for schach, even. That wasn't even for schach. That was just put up for the Chadim. Yeah, because that was just for... The schach was put up for itself. It was put up just for... It wasn't even made as a roof. It was made to dry the Chadim themselves.
Right, so
Rashi
says that even though you
don't need
the shame,
so you need
the shame
itself. Uh-huh.
Who
was
that?
Maybe. Okay, just right. I just want to show to this. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. The Achreinim Klar Shaila, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Tes, the Minatoya, the Gemara's Adrasha, Sukkah Gzum is possible. Somebody steals a Sukkah, then he steals the Eitzim and the Tzchach, and he builds a Sukkah, it's possible. So the Achreinim Klar Kasha, it's called Klar Shaila, what would be the din if the Ganav does tshuva? The Ganav had stole the Sukkah, he does tshuva, and he goes to the Nigzal, and he's mafash with him, and he gets mechila, and he pays him for the Sukkah, and he buys the Sukkah, and now it's not Sukkah Gezung anymore. Will the Sukkah Gezung now be Kasha? The Shaila is, you say Tassav Leminasi. The din is, like Yitzi was mentioning, Chayt Begadish, another famous case is, if you had a schach that was mechubi, you took branches from a tree and you used it as a schach. And then later you cut the branches, your kites, and you made the schach not mechubur anymore. While it was mechubur, it was possible. So that's called tassalim and asay, because it automatically became a sukkah by cutting the branches, making it tonglish. That's tassalim and asay. Same thing over here. This sukkah was put up by psul. It was a psul of tassalim and psul. And now you want to make a kasha by buying it, making it not gazun anymore. That should be tassalim and asay. But the chayim say no, this is a chilek. They say, the Bialach even says a similar svara, ben get tzitzis and simir alaf they bring down. They must say this is a chilek, because by a sukkah, l'mashol, the mechuba, at the time it was possible for everyone. It was in Gansan, the chefs of a possible sukkah. And now when you cut it, it became kosher. That's tassel l'manasi. But the sukkah gzunga was kosher for the owner. It was kosher for somebody. If the owner would come and find a stolen sukkah and go sit in it, for him it would be kosher. So since the chest of sukkah betzim was kosher for one person, you can't say tassel l'manasi. It's a personal problem the ganav had. And the ganav fixed his personal problem by buying it, by being kainit. He fixed his problem. What? Oh no, I think we're getting to it. Yeah, no, we spoke about we spoke about 3 weeks of him saying it all, but not something new. I mean, something new. But I just saw now Rav Shach. Well, now he buys it.
Bishas didn't do tshuva.
Right, so that's so it was possible, right?
It was possible for him also.
Oh, it was possible for the owner.
Yeah, well,
no, it's kosher for the owner.
Shus.
You're thinking of the Baal Mon, Mechemes, and Baba Kama famous, but the Mice, if he would know where it is, it would be in his Rishus, it would be kosher. So the Chefs was about
it.
He stole
from a Goy, so it's not kosher for anybody.
Okay. Well, if things name. But if he's saying Gezel Akum is.
It's not kosher.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This is the Chumash. Okay. We're going to see the. By so of Shach and Abiyezri, a perkei hilchasuk alachavei. He wants to tie on this achrayim that the chayil will be a different problem. If you hold that you need a sukkah l'shem tzeil, sukkah has to be made l'shem tzeil, not l'shem sneez. We go like he doesn't mention Rashi, rather, but I think he means like Rashi. If you hold sukkah has to be l'shem tzeil, then maybe the ganav cannot make the sukkah l'shem tzeil. There's a din. Ain't other moisa davashen shomoy. There's a halacha that it's in a few places. It's in it's a few places that if a person shechs a behemoth of Avodah Zarah, besides that there, Avodah Zarah, the behemoth is also banah for everybody. That behemoth becomes also banah. But a person shechs behemoth chaverin of Avodah Zarah, he does a kosher shechita and he has a mind of Avodah Zarah, he tak is over Avodah Zarah, he's tak a chaymis and everything, but the behemoth is kosher. Because ain't other maisa davashin in shalai day machshava. Tosis explains that it's not the maisa, the shechita was a regular kosher shechita. The whole issa was the machshava. And a day machshava, you cannot ask the next person's things. And we find it other places also, that the Magen Avraham and is Magen Avraham, and Hilchos, I think, Shintes, Hilchos Muksa, it says, making a basis of Asa can only be done by the Bayram. Somebody else can't take your thing and make it Muksa. Because ain't other Moshe Dava Shein Shonroi. And these other cases of, like, Chaim is also a case that Gemara talks about in Babasa, Bezim and Bez, other places that Chaim has to be with Tzoynai. But if Chaim happens, if somebody else makes Chaim in your field, he can't Asa your other Zerayim. He can't Asa your other plants, your other, what you're growing over there. Because Eina the Moshe Dava Shein Shonroi B'Shem Machshava. He's a man of Tener Shach. What about in something like this? We're not coming to Asa, we're coming to be Machshe. You're going to be Machshe the Sukkah by making the Sukkah in Hashem Tzeil. Tener Shach, that maybe a person cannot make Hashem Tzeil what's not his. Just the same way Eina the Moshe Dava Shein Shonroi, a person's Machshava does not affect what doesn't belong to him. The same way, over here, you need this Machshava of Tzeil. You cannot do that on Dava Shein Shonroi. It's not you. The same way you can make a bus of Dava Asa on what doesn't belong to you, you can't do Hashem Tzeil. So even though the God had put up the sukkah and Hashem Tzeil, maybe it wasn't Chalan. Well, they made it, Rav Chisda said, Vusha Asa and Tzeil. They made it for Tzeil. And it was theirs. It was theirs. They owned it.
You don't need
Machshava. You don't need, no, you don't.
It's not worse than I have no Machshava. Why is it for Tzeil, man?
Yeah, it's Machshava not a topic. That's what he put it up for. That's not called a
Machshava. Maybe it is. Maybe it has to be. Sukkot they did it. It was this. You're saying even a guy?
It's not a double story.
I don't know. Nice. This is what he wants to say. So Shach wants to say, what can I get? He wants to ding zech. And this whole chakir that Achrayim want to say, they're claiming as tassel im and osli. But Shach has a whole different problem, that a sukkah gezula was never made Hashem Tzeil, and it'll be possible even for the owner, because no one made it Hashem Tzeil. You can't make a machshava tzeil the same way your machshava doesn't affect the next property. Only the owner could do that. So Merdeka Chiddush. I was just thinking, you know, when we make sukkahs, I don't know if people think Hashem Tzeil, but we're all busy with matzahs, Hashem Mrs. Matzah, and everything. If we're not making a sukkah, but we don't even think it's sale, because on my side, we don't think about sale at all. It's automatic. You want to say automatic? Okay, maybe it's kedai. Maybe it's like to say it before. It's a nine mice. I don't like making nine mice either. I mean, no one does it. It's automatic. It's automatic. So, okay.
Goy can't do it.
Lost
the goy can't.
That's why. I don't think he's an enemy. That's the shy. Stay on the west
I told you there. I don't think there to be a lot. The other thing that seemed to all talk about this tassel minasi is the only problem. They want to say there's no tassel minasi. They don't talk about this problem with Hashem Tzeil. They don't hold like a shach. Shach is Maya. That who says that a ganav has the koyach to have the machshav in Hashem Tzeil? Okay. Have a good yom. Thank you.